If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Yo, what's up, guys?
I had to be towed in by another adult male.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall Dick, where you at?
515-75.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
And now the horn is going to sound. The Boston Bruins victorious here tonight. 3-0 in game 6 over the Columbus Blue Jackets. They win the series 4-2. And they are on to the Eastern Conference Final for the first time since 2013.
And Hamilton, the pig, the Canes' good luck charm was on hand tonight at the Carolina Ale House. Canes fans were very happy to see him here supporting the team.
Out of the slot, Camper shoots, he scores! 1-0 Bruins! One-timer out in front, they score! Marcus Johansson! Wagner's got it into the far circle, walks in, he scores! The Boston Bruins come from behind, have taken game one of the Eastern Conference Final. Game two was underway. Johansson to the high slot. Feeds left to the net. Fired. They score. Here's Krug off the faceoff win. To the far point. Drilled out in front. Mrazek. Mrazek the save. Rebound. They score. Flipped it. Right corner. Centered. Centers it again. They score. And Connor Clifton with his first Stanley Cup playoff. Bergeron might have a breakaway. Out of the line, 2-on-1, right circle. Threads it out in front, backhand, they score! And the horn sounds, your final 6-2 Bruins. The Boston Bruins demolish the Carolina Hurricanes in game 2. Rister deflected, Rask the save, rebound, Rask, what a stop! And then he stops the second opportunity from Niederreiter. Bergstrom centers deflected. They score! Chris Wagner took the slap pass out in front from Joakim Nordstrom. Stuffed it home. 1-0 Bruins. Left circle, Marchand pulls it to the slot. Backhand. They score! Marchand with a backhand shot. A power play goal. 2-0 Bruins. The Boston Bruins have taken a stranglehold on the Eastern Conference Final.
What's up, guys?
They score! And the A's able to redirect it home. David Pastrnak slams it in. A power play goal. Bruins won. Hurricanes nothing. Controlled by Pastrnak. Centered, fired. They score! Patrice Bergeron with a rocket just inside the near post. A power play goal. And they lead 2-0 late in the second period. Puck intercepted by the Bruins out in front. Pastrnak shoots. They score! Hurricanes nothing. Here's Marchand. He'll wheel out of the line into the slot. Shoots. He scores. Everybody on the top line's got a cookie tonight, and they are celebrating on the bench. The Boston Bruins are going to collect their 7th consecutive win. This is a black and gold freight train, and the horn sounds. Tuukka Rask closes out the series with another shutout. The Boston Bruins are headed to the Stanley Cup Final for the 3rd time this decade. They sweep the Carolina Hurricanes. The Boston Bruins will start the Stanley Cup Final in Boston.
Hey.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We're the Dutcher and Rich Radio Program, Town Fair Attire Studios, 617-779-0985. You can watch us on twitch.tv. You can get the Twitch app on your smartphone, and you can search for the Sports Hub and watch us doing the show, which is the visual component is everything.
I thought about it last night, Fred. I think that the week or two, I guess it would have been almost two full weeks because it went seven games. The 2 weeks of the Stanley Cup final back in 2011 and the week after that might be my favorite time ever doing this show. Like in the history of this show, that period at the end of the Stanley Cup run might be my all-time favorite string of shows that we ever did. Like, I mean, there's something different about when the Bruins are in the Stanley Cup final than when the Red Sox are in the World Series. Now, it might have been different, obviously, back in, like, 2004.
It was. And but sure it was different. I understand your thinking. It was. 2004 was different.
There's just a different feeling in the city when the Bruins are in the final than when it's, like, the Celtics or even, like, the Patriots in the Super Bowl. That's kind of a feeling, but the fact that it's stretched out and there's so many games and that this is just it's a hockey town, it just feels different and it's way more fun. And maybe it's because the weather's nice and maybe because people are in a good mood that it's finally starting to be nice outside. You go to hockey wearing shorts, and maybe it's just because this team is so damn likable. But and a lot of the same guys, you think back, I mean, look at the core. I mean, you've got Marchand's there, Pasternak. I know Tuukka was a backup, but he was still part of the team. Krejci was there. So it got me really excited last night because I thought back about that 2011. And I honestly think that that 2 to 3 weeks is my favorite time ever doing, the favorite string of shows ever doing this show. So I am thoroughly excited after what they pulled last night and what an ass kicking it was. And screw all of us for thinking that it was going to be anything more than just absolute dominance because the Canes did not even show up. I want to go back and watch those first two rounds and see how they even got this far.
I don't know what happened in Washington. I mean, to lose, to, after going up 2-0 and then losing game 7 at home to that team?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
I want to go back and watch those games almost and go, how do you explain it? And then, you know, Dougie Hamilton, I almost can understand when he played in Boston there being something in his head and the pressure of trying to overcompensate and wanting to show the world that I'm indeed a physical player and, you know, you're going to regret getting rid of me, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, it seemed any time that you noticed Dougie Hamilton, it was when he was effing up. Like, it was when he was either turning over the puck or making some sort of dumb play. I mean, he's not good, or he wasn't good at all.
No, that's
during this round.
He's an offensive defenseman. I mean, he scored almost 20 goals in each of the last two seasons. He's a decent offensive defenseman, but in this series, clearly in his head.
No, he's mentally weak.
Yeah.
I mean, we knew that here. And never have I dealt with worse media people in my entire life.
Last 24 hours were good either.
Last 24 hours.
What was the last 24 hours?
I got a text to go on this show in Carolina. It was on an intercom station. I'm not allowed to do intercom stations. And I said, just out of curiosity, how'd you get my number? He never got back to me. So I called him yesterday, and I said, how'd you get my number? And he goes, you know I can't tell you that. And I go,
why?
And I go, that's not a rule.
Yeah.
I go, tell me who the F gave you my effing number. And then he hung up, and then I called back, and his number, they said, was no longer working. So I had friends in other states call him. And then I text him what a horrible producer he was, because if he would have talked to me, he would have had material next day on the air. And so I said, that's why you're going to rot and rowl in Charlotte. And that's the whole media over there. It sucks. And I'm glad that I never have to deal with them again.
He
texted me on my cell phone. Okay. I asked him how he got the number, and he told me, he goes, you know I can't tell you that. And that's not a rule, ladies and gentlemen. That's not something that you, that's.
This isn't like a reporter giving up his sources.
No, it's someone saying, oh, I got your number from so-and-so.
Right.
So I texted our program director. I'm like, can I give this guy's number out online?
And he said, I wouldn't do it because he'll just put your number out there. And I said, fair enough.
And also, that's just, that's awful karma. Like, that's something I don't do.
Are you crazy?
You can embarrass the guy all you want, but doing that, I mean, that's...
Like, I don't care. Well, then we share different beliefs.
In that case, yes.
Because I'd give the guy's number out 100 times. Telling me, and then turning off your phone like a puss. I had Nick calling him. I had friends in Virginia calling him. I went crazy. Don't put his number out there. It's bad karma. What are you talking about? There's no karma. No, he's a hole. And if I wouldn't have done the show anyway, but then he would have been like, what are you talking about? What do you think? You're tough? Yep. Think I'm the toughest guy in the world.
Now, is Aaron Ward a guest on their show?
I don't know.
Because I know he lives down there.
I think it's more along the lines of the people across the street, or used to be across the street.
That is the feeling I got.
That's my feeling.
Is that that someone across the street gave the phone number.
Yeah.
Which I don't know why.
Look, if you work for Entercom in Charlotte and you somehow are unaware that people who work for this radio station are not allowed to go on the competing company station anywhere in America, you make a phone call to the Boston radio station and say, hey, do you have anyone who might have Fred Tutcher's number? That's the first thing I would do.
And then why wouldn't he just say that I got here's where I got your number? What am I going to do about it?
What are you going to do? Go beat the guy up?
Yeah. I mean, what am I going to do about it?
What harm can it possibly do?
And we were having this conversation off the air. It's like Dan has been asked by like friends of the show to give a number of another friend of the show. And has done it, but asked for permission beforehand to do it.
That's usually what you do. You would reach out and say, do you mind if I, Bob Sosi is getting asked to do something, or Gozier. Do you mind if I give that out? And usually they're like, no, put them in touch with me.
Yeah.
Or an email address. And then usually how I start off the conversation is I'll say, so-and-so gave me your number.
Yeah.
Would you like to come on? And then they're usually great about it.
Guy turned off his phone. such a tough guy. All right. Anyway.
I did find it funny yesterday, Fred. I did see listeners who were just tweeting pictures to the Hurricanes Twitter account of you, which is a photo of you.
It was great.
Which I thought was pretty great. It was just you smiling. I thought that was pretty funny.
And all sorts of different, some with the hair messed up, some with publicity photo. It was great.
It's just like you smiling.
Hey, what's up?
NHL Canes.
Yeah.
What's going on, Charlotte?
Well,
how you doing?
When's NASCAR start? So we can get back into that. All right. So we'll talk about the games. We'll talk about Rask. Historic performance. I'm sure we have audio from after the game.
Mm-hmm.
All of that coming up in just a jiff.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew. 30 seconds. That's it. Done. Peace.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed is Dutcher and Rich.
.985 The Sports Hub. Big night for the Bruins. Big night.
Mm-hmm.
You got it. But you got to remember how big a deal this is, because Carolina was terrible. So you just got to, as soon as the Bruins scored, you just were like, okay, that's that.
Even before that, the puck drops, the crowd's going nuts. Nozzedeno Chara in the lineup. Carolina's given a power play literally in the first 90 seconds of the game, and they get nothing. And you knew then I mean, if you were ever going to jump on the Bruins with the home crowd and you're missing your captain, and granted, regardless of what you think of Chara, he's still one of your top two defensemen, but you don't have Chara and you get a power play. They're gifting a chance to take a lead there. It's sitting it next to you on the table.
You decide
to take a forearm and swipe it right up. No, I don't want that.
You're right, Walk. You gave him one game without Chara and one game without McAvoy, and they still couldn't do anything. Well,
Jesus.
I guarantee you, if the series was closer, Chara would have played in that game.
I think you're right. Yeah. They even said it was like a maintenance day. I'll play the clip from Cassidy afterwards, but I mean, no one was worried.
Yeah, they thought, who needs, I mean, why rest them?
We got four games to win one. Let's rest them for a while.
We don't need you.
I know. But that's what they, obviously, it says something about their competition.
He had skates and a uniform on it.
Yeah, he was immediately out there when they were doing the trophy presentation.
Was over, hey, guys, what's up? Yeah. I mean, I don't think you need much more evidence than that.
Well, the Bruins have officially hung up on the Carolina Hurricanes.
The Boston Bruins are going to collect their seventh consecutive win. This is a black and gold freight train. Icing is waved off. Johansson back of the net. The last time they won this many playoff games in a row, you have to go back to 1972. And the horn sounds. Tuukka Rask closes out the series with another shutout. The Boston Bruins are headed to the Stanley Cup Final for the third time this decade. They sweep the Carolina Hurricanes in four straight. And for the first time since 1990, the Boston Bruins will start the Stanley Cup Final in Boston.
There's no better way to describe the Eastern Conference Final than just an ass-kicking. The Bruins sweep winning all four, and last night was the 4-0 exclamation point where there has been scoring from all over the team the last several games. Last night was back to the basics when the first line was absolutely dominating.
Pastrnak, he'll speed ahead. Left wing feed, Marchand enters into the left circle. Shoots deflected. They score! 88, able to redirect it home. David Pastrnak slams it in. A power play goal. Bruins 1, Hurricanes nothing.
Yep, a pair of power play goals from Patrice and David Pastrnak.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up, David? How are you doing?
Yo, what's up, guys?
We're doing great. I hope you're having a good morning.
Still a bit that needs to be made.
It's going too soon. That's something like that takes a while.
Him going into places and saying such.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Yeah, yes. But we're doing good. Thank you, Pastrnak. But it was the man they call Rafters, or Fred named Rafters, I should say, that truly had the game of the night.
Puck intercepted by the Bruins out in front. Pastrnak shoots. They score! Patrice Bergeron, after the puck was turned over, took a pass at the bottom of the left wing circle from David Pastrnak, and Bergeron hammers it home. Bruins 3, Hurricanes nothing for Bergeron, second of the night.
And all was right in the world between Pasta, Marchand, and Bergeron. They fired 11 shots, scored 4 goals, 4 assists, and tallied 8 points. That's all going up against Carolina's best players. Any kind of momentum that the Hurricanes could muster up, and there wasn't much yesterday. I mean, there wasn't that moment where you looked at it like in some of the other games, like the beginning of Game 3, where they just pelted Rask in the first period.
There was no push at all.
Yeah, yesterday it was like, what? Now, there was maybe a period where the ice seemed a little tilted, but there was never a fear that they were going to score.
Carolina had an offensive zone chance where the Achari line, I believe, was caught out there with Corrali.
Yes, it was 1-0.
It was 1-0, and yeah. Carolina had the puck in the Bruin end with the Corrali line out there. I think McAvoy was out there, too, for what? A minute and 40 seconds?
And then they iced it.
And then the Bruins went down and scored about 20 seconds later.
Yeah. I mean, the defense looked great last night, causing turnover after turnover. And Tuukka Rask, once again, I mean, he looked unshakable. In the four games in the series, he stopped 109 out of 114 shots. That is ridiculous. The Bruins outscored Carolina 17-5 in this series. They've now won 7 in a row. Actually, they haven't lost ever since they put Backes back into the lineup. See, there you go. That's the key to success right there. I'm not really even joking that much. Well, in the afterwards, the guys seem very excited to be back in the Stanley Cup Final for the first time since 2013. Here's Bergeron.
I think we've played as a team the whole year, and I think we've shown that our depth has been winning games for us, and that was the perfect example in this series. Everyone chipping in on any given night, and it was a big difference, I thought.
And by the way, Dan Roach, ever the pro after the game, had an interview with Bergeron and realized just before the camera went on that he had a big wad of chewing gum in his mouth, and is how he handled it.
You're way too nice.
Okay.
Right now, so. He's yelling at me for losing my gum now. Hold on. Okay. Swallows it.
It's not 7 years bad luck. Don't say it.
And Bergeron looks at him like, what?
Yeah, he was so... It was the gum from the yesterday when he was at the Durham Bulls game. It's like when Marsha Brady got kissed by Desi Arnaz Jr. and said, I'm never going to wash his face again.
So Brad Marchand, he seemed extremely excited getting off the ice. He said this to the media who were waiting right outside the tunnel.
How about that?
That's right. How about that blank? And of course... Everyone went nuts. So, Tuukka Rask, who has been excellent. As a matter of fact, I saw a like one of those little charts that they put up on the NHL Network yesterday that I had to take a picture of. I actually took a picture of it and printed it out. So they compared what Tuukka has done up through this point, through the Eastern Conference Final, with what Tim Thomas did in 2011. Their record, Tim Thomas was 12-6 at this point. Tuukka Rask was 12-5. Goals against... Tim Thomas threw the Eastern Conference Final in 2011 with 2.29, Tuukka Rask 1.84, and then save percentage. Tim Thomas, 929, Tuukka Rask, 942. So he is having, by all statistics, a better playoff run than Tim Thomas did.
Thomas had flair, though. That was the thing. Thomas scrambled all over the place and checked guys who came into his crease.
After game three,
I'm not knocking it. Rask has
the
been
style,
brilliant.
You know?
No. He's playing the best hockey of his life. I'm just saying people remember Thomas because he had more of a flair to him.
We talked about this with Jaffe, is that when Tim Thomas, he would flare around. But with Tuukka Rask, it's when he's still.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can tell when he's in a stone, You can tell when he's on because he's so quiet.
Yeah.
In the crease, you know, not overplaying things, not getting too far out.
He's kind of awesomely cocky in postgame, too. I want to see if we can find the clip that was immediately afterwards when he's being interviewed on the ice. And it was like, you know, so what did Carolina do to try to make things more difficult? And he goes, you know, they didn't really do too much, but we're glad we won. We're glad we're moving on. Like, he throws these little jabs out there like, I didn't really bother me at all.
He's not lying. How many shots got to him? I mean, how many blocked shots? Carolina had a lot of zone time, but they didn't put a lot of pucks on net.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. Yesterday was not one of those days where you're just, like, sitting there and you're holding your breath. They just seemed like they never had a shot. And you're right. After the first goal is scored, I mean, they were heartless. They just gave up. And, boy, they did that a couple games where it just their head was out of it. And Dougie Hamilton, as I was saying, I mean, you want to talk about a guy who's just missing. I'll play a clip from after game three where he had a good season, too. Like, if you look statistically, I mean, he was a star player on that team.
Yeah.
And he was not just a no-show. He was bad during the playoffs, or at least during this round. So afterwards also, Bruce Cassidy was asked about the status of Zdeno Chara.
We found out this morning he wasn't going to be able to go. He's dealing with an injury. This time off will help him. I believe he'll be ready to go in game one, whenever that is. You know, we don't think it's serious, but I've said that before about some of our guys and found out later, but that's the update. And if we have anything more, like, we'll give it to you, but I believe he'll be ready to go next round.
It was kind of cool. After the game, Casty was asked about Backes, and they said, you know, this is Backes' first time here, so... You know, what do you have to say about that? And Cassidy goes, my first time here too. So I can tell you exactly how it feels because I'm living it right now. Here's Backes afterwards. You know, obviously this is a big deal for him.
I don't know if it'd be extra special. It'd be a lot of emotion, no question. You know, place that's near and dear to my heart. Still got a lot of friends on that team. Wish them the best, but you know, we're concentrating on the Boston Bruins winning a Stanley Cup, and with this group of brothers that we've created here, we're all in for our team, and whoever the opponent is, we're gonna face them head on.
All right, Pat, go ahead.
Hey guys, hey.
Hey.
Yeah, you could definitely feel it last night, but the Canes definitely took their foot off the gas a little bit. Gotta love Judd Surratt. He's doing such a good job filling Ghost's suits. He's no ghost, but he's doing a good job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you saw it game one when they dominated that second period and only got a goal and ended up losing. They played like crap the next game. And then when you looked at game three, when they had an opportunity to win that game and didn't.
20 shots on net in the first period and nothing in game three.
Well, that to me was the highlight of, I mean, for me, it's probably the best thing, in my opinion, Tuukka Rask done. Like, that first period, if you want to just take, if you had to scroll through your memory and say, what do you think is one of the most like outstanding things Tuukka Rask has done? It's that first period.
Yeah.
He just got murdered. And like it was stop after stop after stop after save after stop. And
yeah, they had except for an open net that they missed. I mean, there was a three rebounds on a shot that he had to deal with.
Yep.
All right. Dan, go ahead. Or Pasternak, go ahead.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's up, Mr. Pasternak?
Was Tuukka wearing Coast Guard? Because he's making lots of saves.
I think he's trying to do a
Henny Young.
He's doing a riff of the Dunkin' Donuts commercial.
Yeah, okay. All right, we'll be back. Here are the headlines.
Stay tuned. More Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
Something.
Wonder Woman was there, but she's lost all her powers.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
What? Merciless warlord of the deep determines that this is the golden
side. Krejci. Bruins drive it up the middle. Here's Marchand. He'll wheel over the line into the slot. Shoots. He scores! Everybody on the top line's got a cookie tonight. Brad Marchand with the empty netter. The Boston Bruins have a 4-0 lead here in Carolina, and they are celebrating on the bench.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, a 4-0 victory by the Boston Bruins yesterday.
Yeah, an ass kicking. By the way, this came up out of nowhere. So the other day, you know, our good friend Will Brinson, he lives in the Carolinas and he's a Carolina fan. And somehow that story came. It was a random story about how they're going to make like 4 Avatar movies. And he tweeted something like, can anyone even like name a character? And I said, I contend that people couldn't even tell you the names of three actors that were in that movie. And Will Brinson said to me, he said, tell you what, how about whichever team loses has to live tweet the movie Avatar, because apparently we both hate it. And so Will Brinson at some point will be live tweeting Avatar.
It's funny, I can name exactly 3.
Okay, so I know Sigourney Weaver was in it.
Yep.
Zoe Saldana.
Right.
And who's the dude again?
Worthington. Sam Worthington.
Okay.
Right?
All right. There you go. But how many people would know that?
Those are real names besides Sigourney Weaver?
Yes. Well, Zoe Saldana's like been in like a bunch of stuff since then.
Bunch of Fast and Furious. Not
No,
Fast
she was
Furious.
In Guardians of the Galaxy.
But the woman from Fast and Furious is in it too. She's a helicopter pilot.
Dude, I don't even remember her.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. I saw that movie. Could you name one character name?
No.
Of course not.
No.
So expect randomly Will Brinson to just all of a sudden for 3.5 hours just live tweeting the movie Avatar, which I contend that no one even really can tell you. I could give people 5 questions about the plot and no one could tell me anything other than look cool in 3D.
Don't look good. He'll lose a lot of followers and everyone wins.
Maybe he will. Well, Justin Williams yesterday after the game, you know, the guy who was goaded into so many bad penalties, who should have known better at 37 years old, here he was on the complete collapse by his team.
You know, it's tough to reflect right now, and things are just so sudden. So, I mean, I didn't think it'd be done quite like this, but you know, you tip your cap sometimes, and Boston played great.
Okay, so there's going to be a lot of people today who are going to look at what the Bruins did. And, you know, we had that recap of the one guy said, I wish they weren't playing Carolina because I want them to play a better team. And, you know, they can be all, you know, ready and warmed up for the final. I don't think that way. But there's going to be some people who are going to be discounting what the Bruins did because of what seems like an inferior team. Like, they're going to compare it to 2011, and those are some really good teams they had to beat. Like, I mean, Tampa Bay was a great team, and they ended up beating them. But when you look at what the Bruins did this season, they were playing, I don't think anyone could argue, they're playing their best hockey all year right now.
You could make an argument that they're playing better hockey than they did in 2013 or 2011.
Well, I mean, statistically, they are. But some people are, I think, going to try to discount the type of competition they had. So I was thinking about last night.
They beat Toronto, who was a very good team. They beat a very heavy Columbus team that had taken care of Tampa Bay. And then they played this crap team.
So do you think that if you took that Tampa Bay team that was playing so well in the last month of the regular season and put it up against how the Bruins are playing now, I think the Bruins would win.
I'm not sure of that.
With every line playing the way they are, and Tuukka Rask is dialed in as he is.
Carolina won 62 of 82 games this year. I'm not willing to say that. I'm willing to say it would have been a hell of a series. I would give the Bruins a chance to win.
No, the way Rask is playing.
It would have been a great series to watch.
This is what you dream of when you go into the playoffs, is everyone says it. You get a goalie that's hot, and anyone can win. But now it's on top of that. You not only do you have the hottest goalie right now throughout the playoffs, you've had the hottest goalie, but you also have what do we say? How many players scored on this team? 19?
19
yeah. Different players who have scored. You're getting offense from everywhere.
The other part of it, though, is the NHL playoffs are unique in that anybody can win a cup at any time. The LA Kings, you get a hot goaltender like Quick that year. The Kings were the 8th seed in the West, and they won. You see it happen all the time. So it doesn't matter who you play. Every team is dangerous, in theory, other than the one they just finished with.
Other than Carolina.
Other than Carolina. But, I mean, I think we're all in agreement here. Columbus proved it the first round. I mean, don't question the competition. This happens every year, maybe not to this extreme, but this happens every single year. It never goes as anyone thinks, especially in the National Hockey League. So I take nothing away from the Bruins. This team is playing the best that they've played all season, but give them credit. I mean, to consistently beat teams during a tournament that's built for you to fail, I think this is remarkable.
I also like the fact that they're just demoralizing players, including Dougie Hamilton. Now, this is from Game 3. This isn't from last night. But this is a clip that I think kind of puts everything in perspective on just how well he's doing. Here's a reporter talking to him about how he just seems lost.
You seem to be a little snake bit of late.
Me personally? Or?
Yeah, you personally.
No, I don't think it matters. I think it's a team game. Obviously, I'm a defenseman, so obviously it would be nice to score when you get chances, but it's not really my job.
Guys that are looked at to score during the season, put some points up, don't feel extra pressure at this stage of the game?
I don't think so.
Okay, so Dougie Hamilton, exactly, Captain Soundbite.
And by the way, you know how we were told how Dougie Hamilton's like such a nice guy and such a great dude? Everyone we've talked to, every other person we've talked to that's been around him says that is not the case. That he is the same as he's ever been.
Well, I think the only guy who said that he was a good guy was the... No, we had two. That's right. Both reporters from Carolina. The first guy that you hung up on, and then the guy we had in studio who ended up talking crap about you after he was very nice in an article. I'm not even going to dance into my headphones, prick one and prick two. I'm not going to call the first guy a prick.
Just funny the way you bring it up. By the way, Dougie Hamilton, second in the NHL among goal scorers among defensemen.
Yeah, he had a great
season. No, he had a really good season.
And he looked not, as I said, he didn't even look invisible. He looked bad.
More goals than Brent Burns, more goals than Erik Karlsson. I mean, the guy played well. And then crapped himself in the series.
Yeah, I've those two guys, maybe they're afraid of him. But, I've heard that he has not changed his colors.
So you could have up to 10 days before game one of the Stanley Cup final if you take a look at how the schedule is put out. So, and I don't even know, because I know in the NBA, they have a definite date that they're going to start. I haven't actually checked, and John, maybe this is something you can do. Is there a definite date on this, or if for some reason San Jose or the Blues go on to win the next several games and they end this soon? I guess it would be two more games for San Jose.
Then they would... No, there's not a set date.
Okay. Because, as I said, if this goes seven games, it could be upwards of 10. I do know that.
Yeah, the last game, the game seven, would be Thursday, May 23rd. It would be next Thursday, and so...
So it would probably start on Saturday or Sunday.
Ty Anderson tweeted out last night, Cassidy told the media yesterday evening after the game it was going to be at least a week. So
okay, so here's
it's going to be at least next Thursday.
This is Cassidy being asked about that. Like, how are you going to handle the date, the time off, you know, to keep the guys fresh?
Yeah, we'll enjoy this, but yeah, we've already talked about when we think we might know the scenarios. So, but it's going to be there's going to be time off. I don't think we could start any earlier than a week from now. So that's a long stretch for us. So we'll sit down, probably make a call or two, maybe to someone who's been down this road and see how they handled it. We do have Black Aces, a group. Would we scrimmage, you know, one day to try to keep the edge? But even then, if you scrimmage, are guys really going to be physical against one another? They're not. So, you know, I don't have a great answer right now. That's why we'll have to sit down internally, see what the best fit is, and ask the guys in the room. They went through it in 11. They swept Philadelphia, I believe, in the second round before they played Tampa. So they might have a good idea of how, you know, what affected them and what the best course of action.
Yep. So
I like that they have this time off at this part of the season. I like that. I do. I wouldn't like it earlier in the playoffs, but I like it now.
I would like 3 or 4 days off, not seven. I think that's, and we saw it in Columbus. Columbus had to wait 7 days. Carolina had to wait 6 days. I mean, there's some rust that accumulates.
Yeah, but I think at this point, everybody's hurt.
Oh, sure. I mean, you want a little time off, but I think a week's too much.
Okay. All right. We'll be back in just a moment.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Mark from Medford. Hello, Mark.
Hey, steak and eggs, guys. Good morning.
What's
good
up,
morning,
Mark?
Rich, I got to tell you, there's a small part of me that wants to go buy a Tuukka Rask jersey.
Ah, say it isn't so. There's nobody that after a game where the team lost and Tuukka might have left in a softie, you would be waiting on hold as we came on the air to crap on Tuukka Rask. And now you're telling me you've gone 180.
The only thing that's stopping me from buying the jersey is I don't want to look like a hypocrite and jinx the poor bastard.
I like your thinking. Mark. Wait till the season is over. Wait till the series is over.
Yeah.
And then maybe you can
exactly
do that.
But what I want to talk about, watching him in net right now is like watching a perfected Baryshnikov ballet out there. I mean, he's like almost unconscious right now, the saves he is making. And it's like he has an attitude right now. You know what, guys? Just climb on because I'll carry you.
Yeah,
have a good Friday, guys.
He's a regular white knight.
You know,
who's the Gregory Hines of the team? Say me. That's what I say every time they score.
You know what the problem with it was a wild card. It was a guy who just tap danced his ass off,
right?
And then there was this classically trained ballet dancer. And how are these two guys going to pull it off?
Yep.
Say you, say me.
There's a part of that song that just doesn't fit. Like randomly in the middle of the song.
When you got it.
When people moan again. Oh, no. And the whole world's got you dancing. That's what I'm telling you. It's like a slow dance song. And then all of a sudden it turns into like rock and roll crazy nights.
When was the last time you danced?
Fairly recently.
Really?
Yeah. I went to an event where there was dancing. Yeah. I know three moves that are okay. And then that's it.
Like dancing, slow dancing or dancing like...
No, dancing like throwing down. And it's always like, I mean, it's like, this is how we do. It's that company picnic music.
Mm. Oof.
Actually, no, I was at a club that was playing glow stick music. Like the crazy, European techno stuff. I did that in Reykjavik.
Now, did you, and you danced?
Oh, yeah.
Like no one was watching?
Oh, no. Like a lot of people were watching and had cameras. What is that? Say it together. Now, this was on. Oh. I would have been like Matt Light after that Super Bowl loss where he was tasting colors.
There you go.
Like the kid.
Yeah.
Why did you put that part in the song?
Good.
But just the guitar.
Wow, 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 wow.
That's right.
Now, were you on drugs when you were dancing?
Not drugs, no. I was not on drugs.
He's tried. Failed.
But there were a ton of people who were there who obviously were.
Yeah, that, I think that's the only excuse.
In Reykjavik, I mean, it's like everyone, nobody cares about anything. Like, you go down towards the bathroom, and it's just like a buffet, and you're like, whoa!
Yeah, I think when you're over 40, you got to be on drugs.
Well, I don't, to be honest, I've never done any illegal drugs, but, I mean, it was all over the place there. It was
in Reykjavik.
Oh, Reykjavik. Okay. I mean, you just don't, it was weird, because I didn't see even any police around. Just, it's kind of this... Everyone's got this understanding that, yeah, we're going to do this. We'll probably do drugs.
Hold on now. You were telling me that, like, normal stores by day, like, close and become like, clubs at night. I'm just wondering, what happens when the pharmacy goes technical? Goes techno? What do they do with all the stuff in the back?
But it's true. It's like during the day, there's, like, no nightclubs, per se, in town. What happens is, like, the cafe and like the hottest club in town on the Saturday night we went there was what was essentially a tasty burger during the day. Yeah. It was a burger restaurant, and they take all of like the chairs and they move them away, and then they get these like super high tech sound systems, and this light system starts going off, and then the next morning they sweep up and they start serving burgers and fries again.
Did anyone tape you dancing?
Not dancing.
Oh
no.
Okay, because I would love to see
but
that.
Drinking.
I mean, no. I would love to see you dancing, especially to that music.
Oh yeah, you'll dance off. And by the way,
did you pump it? I don't even know if they're still doing it.
I even Shazammed like one of the songs. I'm like, oh, I wonder who this is. And so I've been jamming out to some Reykjavik techno, like Icelandic techno. Yeah. It's kind of like Rammstein, except in Icelandic.
Oh, huh. I would love to see a video of you dancing there.
Oh, I would just, you would be jealous. I'm not kidding. You know where I get my dance moves from? There's this guy who's called like a hip hop Spider-Man. Have you seen him before on YouTube? He's like a star. Is this guy dressed as Spider-Man and just shows up in random places and just starts like doing this like dance? And I've ripped off all my moves from him. So I know like two or three like legitimately good moves because I've watched hip hop Spider-Man. And other than that, I got nothing.
You
got
to have the moves.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have the moves. All right, Rich, what else do we have here?
So, good news. If you're a Celtics fan, Danny Ainge seems to be back at it. There was an article that came out in the Boston Herald. Steve Bulpet did an interview with Austin Ainge, who not only is Danny's son, but also works for the Celtics. And he said that he's doing great. He's been texting him about 100 times a day. He loves his job and wants to continue doing it. Now, Austin was with his dad when he got the heart attack back in April in Milwaukee. Now, he didn't really want to go into details about the incident itself, but he said it was definitely scary at the time. It's one of those things that in the moment you're really terrified, but he's healthier now than he was a month ago, so that's definitely positive. Now, he turned 60 in March, and he had his first heart attack, was it 10 years ago? Mm-hmm. And for several days he went in there, he got like a stent to unclog an artery, and but he was able to bounce back from this heart attack faster than he was from the other one, according to the interview they did with him. And there was questions about whether or not Danny Ainge was going to maybe step away, especially in this offseason, which is going to be pretty damn busy if you're the Boston Celtics, from everything that we've seen. And obviously the end of the year didn't end the way that anyone really wanted it to. So there were questions, are you going to let him kind of step aside and maybe have other people take over operations for the time being? And Austin said, we've talked about it, but the doctors say he's healthy, he's doing great, and he loves doing this job. He said, I was teasing mom that being home with her is more stressful than him coming into the office and doing the Celtics stuff.
Yeah.
But it sounds like he is going to continue to run things even here in the off season. Now, I know that we should probably reach out to them and just tell them, just let them know, listen, whatever Danny wants to come on, not even about like off season stuff. I would just like to see how he's doing. And
Dan has.
Yeah, it's okay. Apparently. Yeah, so.
Yeah, we talked about the draft as well coming up a couple weeks, because usually he calls in the day after the draft. So.
I was listening to Felker and Maz, and Jimmy Stewart kept calling Kyrie Irving, he's a little bitch.
He's been watching like some good heel turns. from his WWE.
I was thinking, like,
who's the bitch?
I'm like, imagine if he's listening. He said it several times.
He did?
Because like, they were talking about the Grossbeck interview and that, like, he didn't say anything about Kyrie, and they're worried about Kyrie. And he goes, is he that much of a little bitch?
Over and over? He said it more than once?
Oh, he said it more than twice. Because, you know,
if like, you have a take, don't be a panda, be a bear.
Yeah, he
said that one time. Don't be a panda bear, be a grizzly bear.
No, yeah, it was funny because like they were talking,
little bitch, really,
and like he got so worked up. Like they were talking about Kyrie Irving, and I don't even know. I can't remember what they were talking about. It's like when you see a commercial and you don't remember what the product was for.
I need a tape of that. I need that as a drop. I need to hear that before the day's over.
It had to be around. It was like right before 5:30 because I was going to a baseball game.
If you have time, please, I'd like to hear that.
He's a little bitch.
That is just awesome.
All right, so no commercials here, just the headline.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew. 30 seconds. That's it. Done. Peace.
Be honest. Wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.